I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Iranian military official this week threatened retaliation against aggressive enemies. Sat-7's David Harder says an ongoing instability results in huge response to the Sat-7 PARS broadcast into Iran, especially from worried young people. Technology allows Sat-7 to speak directly to this generation.
Young people do like to connect primarily through the internet and through text messaging. And our PARS broadcast for Iran, we have a website, it's streaming. We also have chat rooms, and there's an interesting phenomena of just putting up these chat rooms. Somebody will be watching, and they'll have a question, a theological question, and they'll want to know more.
Next, in Cambodia, 47% of the population doesn't drink clean water because they can't afford the filters. Others simply don't know how important clean water is. Far East Broadcasting Company is airing programs every day called The Well of Life. Not only is it informative, people learn about the science of wells and health, but each lesson talks about Christ as the source of life. FEBC staff visit the villages then to distribute water filters and radios so that more people can listen. And Bible Pathway Ministries' Rita Guerra says the demand for Bibles and study helps is growing faster than they can answer in Africa. There's a sense of urgency to getting Bibles in while there's still time, particularly in Nigeria.
Militants in the north are coming in with Sharia law, and they're really pushing. And this is our problem, is to get Bibles over there. We've got three big conferences scheduled for the last part of November, and right now we're scrambling to get them copies of the Word.
Go to our website to get details if you can help. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.